please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. She's back, it's Aki. She's just back from her tour in Sydney, Australia. What is RTT? She's going to tell us all about it. RapidBreakthroughTherapy.com is the website you can refer to. And the question to her this morning, the first one is, can life be easy? Good morning, Aki.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm back.
You're back from Sydney, Australia. You were working with Amjad Rashani.
Yes, yes.
He's an RTT therapist as well.
Yes, he is a colleague of mine. I had the honor and the pleasure to be able to work with him, and it was amazing. I was able to go and to work with GP there. GPs there are the same or the equivalent of family practice physicians here in the States. And I worked with some incredible people, and they referred their patients to me. They sat in on sessions, a few of the sessions, and were blown away with what RTT was able to do.
RTT is not medication.
No.
Explain to our audience what RTT is.
RTT is Rapid Transformational Therapy. And what it is we're using hypnosis as a means to get to the lower levels, the subconscious mind. And that subconscious mind holds in those limiting beliefs that is working in our lives now, and it's stopping us, blocking us from moving forward. And so by using hypnosis, we're able to access that subconscious mind and go straight to the root. Why is this issue happening in your life? Why is this block stopping you from moving forward? What's causing the success block? What's causing the money block? All of those things, issues, fears, phobias, all of those things. Every habit of action is caused by a habit of thought. And those habits of thoughts, it's what you say to yourself over and over, or what you've been told over and over, and then it grows. And it can be something that was told to you when you were just a baby. You were 5 years old, 10 years old, and it stuck with you. And that is what's motivating you and carrying you through for all of your life. You literally could be a full-grown adult with the belief of a five-year-old, not realizing that this is what is motivating you. This is what's causing you to respond or react to situations. You have no idea.
So the subconscious mind is the tape recorder that records everything.
Yes.
So who has more power, our present consciousness or the subconscious?
Well, if you take into consideration that 95% of your life is being run by your subconscious mind. Now, take a guess. What do you think?
That's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot.
It is. An easy example to use is driving. You learn how to drive a car 15, 16 years old. You don't think anything more about it. You just drive. You just go. Now, if you replace that with finances, you just spend. Or you replace that with food. You connect food with comfort. Right there, you have that emotional binge eater, the emotional eater, or things like that. You don't even think about it. You just know, I feel better, or I don't feel good. And so that chocolate, you know, I just need chocolate. I just want to get a bite of chocolate. And it becomes a bite. Then it becomes a candy bar. Then it becomes the whole box.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say that we all have some stuff?
Yes.
That we don't want to address?
You don't even know. You don't even realize that there's things that's wedged in or things that's embedded in your subconscious mind, in your being. There's things that's just there that you've picked up along the way, and you have no idea where it came from, how you got it, that it's even there, and you just respond and react to situations in life.
So our desire to get married and find the perfect mate, our desire to be an entrepreneur, our desire to be rich, our desire to have the big house, mm-hmm. the fast car,
yes.
is that and the other.
Yes.
we wonder why we don't have it. I mean, this goes on for decades.
Well, you cannot have it because you somewhere along the line have attached you can't attain it. That's available to those people over there or that particular group over there. That's not available to me. We don't have those things. Or you grew up in a family or in a home environment where we can't afford those types of things. You have to settle for this. And that's what's embedded within you that, oh, that's not for me. I can't have it. Or I'm not smart enough to have that. I don't have the degree, so I can't go after certain jobs. I can't be successful. Life is hard. Life is difficult. Money is hard to attain. You've got to slave and work hard for money.
Well, that's what our great said, right?
Right.
Got to work hard for this money.
Yes. Money doesn't come easy. We don't have that money tree. What are you talking about?
Is that the common denominator amongst clients? Is I just am not enough?
Yes, I found in the clients that I have been working with, it seems like the common denominator has been, I'm not enough. I am not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this or that enough. I'm too big. I'm too little. I'm too this. I'm too that. And it just goes on and on. I'm not pretty enough. It never stops. And then those blocks, that is what brings them back. That's what stops you dead in your tracks. And you don't realize it. You just react off of that. And it pulls back. It holds you back. And you can't move forward.
That's why we bring baggage to stuff, to the job,
yes,
to the marriage, to this, that, and the other.
Yes.
So are we all born perfect?
Yes. No matter what the circumstances are, we are all born absolutely perfect. We have this insurmountable courage. You had no fear, remember? When you look at babies now, little kids, no fear, none. We have an unconditionally perfect idea of who we are. As a baby, they don't know that anything is wrong with them. A baby can be born with an illness, can be born with dysfunction, whatever it is. They have no idea that that can stop them. They just are. But it's the parents, it's the people around them that treats them and that tells them, you're special. You can't do this.
You're different.
Yes. You have to be treated this way, or we have to do this for you because you can't. You won't. You don't.
For so many years, we were told as women that you belong at home,
mm-hmm,
with the kids.
Right. And then women, those little girls grow up to be the moms, and everything is revolved around the children, around the husband. Granted, that's fine. But how often do you hear moms that are burned out because they don't exist? They don't even know what they love to do anymore because they make no time for themselves. And they feel like they can't buy anything for themselves. They can't pamper themselves. Or if they do, then there's a level of guilt. There's that feeling of, oh, I can't spend this money for myself because I need to do this and I need to do that. You hear it all the time. And then also as babies, you're born with an unwavering determination for success.
Ah, because we get up and walk, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We learn to
right.
talk.
You go after what you want.
That's why we talk. Remember when we told the kid not to touch the stove because it was
right.
high? They're like, I'm going to touch that stove.
Yeah.
I'm going to play
need.
With that electrical outlet over there. What's wrong with you?
I need to touch that. I see it. I want it. And I am going to touch it. And of course, there is. I mean, you do have to learn and you do have to teach. You know, there are restrictions and there are boundaries. But then how about the overprotective parents, you know? And those, all of a sudden, those boundaries are just the limitations that are carried through life. And then also moving on, we're born with an abundant mindset.
Because we have the left and the right going on.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say you're either or, but why can't we be both?
Mm-hmm. Well, children, they're all things are available to them. What do you want for Christmas? The unicorn?
A pony. Can we have a pony in our
right.
apartment?
You're living in New York City. I want a pony. And then with that, you're told, not always, but then how many families, you're saying, I want this, I want that. And then it's like, well, what do you think? We don't have a money tree. We can't afford that.
It's not available.
Right. It's not available. And then there's the limitation. And then also children daydream. The imaginations, the huge, vibrant imaginations that children have and what do parents do. You know, you're in class and then, you know, you're drifting off and then you're dreaming, you're imagining, you've got the imaginary friends and all of those things. And then what happens? You're told, don't do that. You're told, stop doing that. The ability to create, to just dream big is snuffed out.
Squashed.
Or it's limited and it's pulled back. And so I can't tell you how many clients, when I ask them, if you no longer have this issue, say it's a money block, if money was no longer an object or a block for you, and you could have anything, do anything, go anywhere, what would your life be like? I can't tell you how many people struggle with that. Because one, they've never thought about it, and two, they have no idea. It truly is a struggle. What do you want? What do you imagine yourself doing, being? Where would you go? And then it goes back to a lot of times the feeling that's underlying that is, well, having money is bad. I have to share it. I have to give it. If I try and do something for myself, it's got to be pulled back. I can't have big. It's a modesty. I've got to be modest to ask for big things. To travel around the world, that's just too much. I've got to pull that in.
Because of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take my sister. I left my mother at home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why does that tape go off in our head? If we can only, someone told me in a hypnosis session to think in pictures.
Yes, think in pictures. Our minds will always respond to the words and the images that you use. It's always words and images. How you see yourself, how you speak to yourself, how you see your life or talk about your life, your subconscious mind is keeping track of all of those things.
Whether it be good or bad.
Yes, it doesn't matter because your mind is not able to distinguish what's true and what's false, what's right and wrong. To the extent of if you say to yourself, I am not worthy enough to have this incredible, amazing opportunity, or that will never happen for me, or, you know, I always get the short end of the stick. Your subconscious mind is keeping track of that. Yeah, you're right. Whatever you think and whatever you believe is absolutely correct. And so what we need to do is flip that around. Turn that around. Allow yourself to dream. Speak to yourself with the courage that you used to have, with the imagination that you used to have. Program yourself to be, to have, to do those things and move towards it, walk towards it.
Speaking to ourselves with respect, I would imagine is part of it because
yes.
we like to beat our own self up. We like to beat other people up, but we do a really good job of beating our own self up.
Yes, that's true.
So stop it. But how do you stop that monkey brain?
Well, it's that criticizing voice that we do so often. It's so familiar to us because our mind will always take us towards what's familiar. And so if you grew up with that criticism, whether it was coming from the outside or coming from the inside, that's what's familiar to you. So ask yourself, do you speak your own self-praise or do you speak your own self-criticism? What do you hear more often within yourself? As you go through your workday, think about it. What do you hear? Is it usually criticism? Oh, that was stupid. I can't believe I did. I could never do this right. I can't get this right. Why did this always happen to me? Or, you know, you're so stupid. This is ridiculous. Here it is again. Do you hear things like that? Or do you have a small little success and think to yourself, way to go.
Way to go. Give me more.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Life is good. You know, it's going my way. Everything will always work out for my good, no matter what. Even if it doesn't appear to, it's always working for my good. You know what's funny is before I came over, I was walking through the parking lot and I tripped and fell.
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest thing. I was walking and then I wasn't. And I thought, what in the world? Because I was reading something, and I wasn't looking where I was going. The pavement wasn't level, and my ankle just rolled over, and I was on the ground, and I looked around, and I thought, okay. So I picked myself up off the ground, and I kept walking in, and I was thinking, that is just so weird, embarrassing. And so then about 2 minutes later, I hear a voice. A woman calls across the parking lot and says, Akemi. And I turn around, and she was coming up just behind me. She said, I thought that was you, and we just had a conversation. And she said, how's everything going? How's your business? And we got into a little conversation, and I was saying, oh, my gosh, it has just skyrocketed. I worked with Amjad. He did a session on me. He unblocked some things business-wise. The door is just wide open for me. It is amazing. Here's my card. Here's my number. You need this. You get in touch with me, and we're doing a session because you need this. And so she said, okay. After I walked away, it dawned on me, if I didn't fall, I would have kept going, because she came up behind me and she wouldn't have seen me.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
So when we get in our car and we think we're late, maybe we've avoided an accident.
Yes. Don't get mad. Don't get angry and all bent out of shape. Because once you get angry and you're all in a huff or whatever, that takes you off your path. We want to be on the path of least resistance in this life. We want to live our lives on the offense, not on the defense. Mm. And once you get angry, once you get flustered, frustrated, you're off that path. And what are you missing out on?
Ooh, what are we missing out on in life?
Yeah.
We're talking to Aki this morning. Aki is back. She is just back from a tour in Sydney, Australia. Worked with a RTT colleague therapist there.
Amjad Rashani. He's incredible. Amazing. He's coming. Yes, he's going to be coming soon. And right here on your show, hopefully.
Yeah.
And for all the business entrepreneurs, all of those types of niche people. He is definitely somebody that you want to connect with. Absolutely.
You mentioned a key phrase, entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Do we think we know what we want to do? So we have this idea, and then we started, you know, business cards, open up a shop, maybe rent a space. And they were like, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. It could be all areas, all kinds. RTT therapy, it is not just for people that have, quote, problems. It's for everybody. What block do you have? It's for people, you start a business and you just feel like no matter what you do, you can't get around it. You can't attract the right clients, or you're stressed out for whatever reason. Any blocks that you have in your business, in your abilities to succeed, in your abilities to move forward, anything like that. There's an emotional root that's attached to it that you have no ideas there. And with RTT therapy that we provide, the service that we provide, we're able to take you straight to it. You're not sitting in our chairs talking for weeks and months and years trying to figure out what the problem is. Your subconscious mind knows exactly what it is. And it will show you exactly where that blockage is. And you release it, you remove it right there.
Someone told me that had your therapy, went to you, saw you, said it reset them.
Yes.
Rebooting, resetting?
Yes, because like I was saying earlier, we're all born perfect. We have the courage. We have the ability to just be successful. It's just there. And we go through life and those abilities are snuffed out. They're changed. They're tweaked in a negative way. And then we struggle. We find ourselves struggling, carrying that baggage with us. And then life becomes difficult. Life becomes almost impossible. Success, money, all of those things are just so far gone, and it's just that struggle. So with RTT, what we're able to do is we're able to help you to reset. You push that reset button, and you go back to that phenomenal amazing, incredible abilities that you originally were born with. But the beauty of it is now that you have wisdom and understanding, the mature mind, you're able to now look at those things and use that for your benefit, for your good.
Most of us don't know how successful we can be. People talk about that fear of success.
Yes.
People don't know how awesome they are. How about
yes.
that? Because I can see yours and you can see mine, but we can't see
yes.
ourselves.
Right. Because we don't think. If you're thinking, I'm not enough, you block it right there. Period. I am not enough. Simple as that. And that stops it. It slows it down. It slows that traction down. So once you realize and understand at that subconscious level, I am enough. If you repeat those words, I am enough, just say, I am enough.
If we said, I am enough.
How do you feel?
Feels did that, good.
Did it tweak something within you where it's like, yeah. Mm.
I think you have to say it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think if you do say it a couple of times, it'll work. I am enough.
It helps.
I am enough.
Yeah.
If we said that over and over again on the way to work in the car.
Mm-hmm. I am enough. I've always been and I always will be. And it just, what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to make the unfamiliar familiar. You have to, because you will always gravitate towards what is familiar to you. And so if you have been telling yourself or if you believe that you're not good enough, that's what's familiar to you. And you will always complete that cycle around over and over and over.
When are you going to do a weekend? We can go away a weekend with you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
A weekend away to reset.
Yes. Personal life, business life, whatever it is, you will absolutely love it.
All right. I've only got a little more time with you. I don't want to let you go. I'll be quiet and you talk us out of this segment.
Deep breath in. Breathe in peace, love, happiness. Exhale out stress, frustration, anxiety. And I want you to say, I am who I am, and I'm okay. It is what it is. I give up the struggle. I give up the battle. I give up dragging this baggage around. I give up struggling to maintain. I give up trying to be perfect. I'm an extension of life, and life flows through me. Life is abundant. And so I give in to my ultimate well-being. I give in to the unfolding of my incredible life. I give in to clarity, to the ease and flow of life. I give in to the natural abundance of life. I give in to prosperity, abundance, and the probability of my life happiness. I give in to my birthright, which is beauty, peace, happiness, prosperity, abundance. I'm connected to all of these things. I allow the flow of the abundance of nature into my life, and I know everything will work out. Everything will balance out. I'm more than okay. I am enough. I always have been, and I always will be, and nothing can stop that. Here's a quote that I want you to hold on to and remember. Always remember this. You make your beliefs, and then your beliefs make you.
That's Aki, our new best friend. Go to rapidbreakthroughtherapy.com, rapidbreakthroughtherapy.com. I can't wait for Amjad, Rashani, and you to get together and do a show.
Phenomenal.
Yes, because people want help. They need it. Sometimes it's hard to ask for it.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
RapidBreakthroughTherapy.com.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.